And you're very welcome back to the Saturday Connection here on Shannonside Northern Sound. I'm Charlie McGettigan, and the telephone number is 0818227777, or you can text us at 087-1200-900. I received a lovely book yesterday, delivered directly to my house, and my good wife gave it to me when I came home. It's a book called All That Jazz, and it's by a great friend of this program, Jerry Boland, and it's one of those books of poetry that I literally, on first read of every single poem, I almost understood everything that was going on and where it was all coming from. Beautiful, beautiful book, as I say, All That Jazz by Jerry Boland. And to tell us a little bit more about it, Jerry's on the phone. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, you know, this book is a tour de force. I have to say, from a Philistine like me, to sort of read through a full book of poetry in one sitting is a very unusual thing. But I loved every single one of the poems in this particular book. All That Jazz, that's a little phrase out of one of the poems. That, where did that title come from?
Well, it came from... there were a number of different titles that we were going to use. One of them was actually The Many Sides of Love, and that was a poem which I ended up dumping from the collection. I didn't think it was good enough, so we had to dump the title. And then I had a number of different titles, and All That Jazz is a line from the end of one of the poems that is set in Strandhill, because I go there quite a lot, some years back. And it just struck me as being... quite an interesting line, kind of a catchy title, and also kind of because it's actually mentioned in the poem itself,
yes.
It kind of had a certain relevance. And there was the publisher, I sent the publisher four or five different titles, and he picked up on that one immediately. He liked that one immediately. So yeah, I'm delighted with it. And I'm very, very happy, Charlie, to hear that you said you read the whole collection. That's just so that's so wonderful that you found that you could read through the poems so easily. So yeah. I'm delighted with that. Thank you.
Now, love is a big feature of possibly two-thirds of the book, and I'm just beginning to wonder, is this fella had all the girls in the world, or is this one person that you keep referring to, going back to and meeting up again and regretting having left, and now she's married with kids, or maybe having a kid. Tell us a little bit about the love in this book. Is it for one person, or is it some other person's love affair you're talking about?
Well, it's about love, love experienced and love lost, Charlie. That's like, it's by far my most personal collection yet, and I'm not sure if I'll ever write one as personal again. No, I was in a relationship for 18 years, and a very loving relationship, which had its complications. And so a lot of the poems are set in that relationship, and then at the end of the relationship, and then the after effects of the relationship and how it affected me afterwards. So they're not bitter poems at all. They're not angry poems. They're just kind of, I suppose, experiential poems and emotional poems as to how the whole thing happened, and, you know, questioning, you know, how did it happen and why did it happen and things like that. And then there are a few poems related to a more recent relationship as well. And they're kind of so they're the two, but the main poems are kind of related to a long relationship that I was in that didn't work out. And you know, there'll be people listening who will have experienced that, of course.
I think that's the secret of it, Jerry. I could feel almost nearly every poem, you know, and either I knew somebody who had this story, or I had it myself, or whatever, you know. But there's one poem here, and it's the line in it says, "It may have nothing to do with sex. It may be all about sex." And it's one of my favourite poems in it, because it's kind of sensual, and I don't know why this is. Men have a funny way of looking at women sometimes. The poem is, would you mind if I read it?
Not at all, no. That's Red Stockings.
Yeah, Red Stockings, you spotted it. You know, I just think there's a lot of what many men feel, sort of ambiguous feelings about women. You know what I'm saying? Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to read it. It's called Red Stockings. Fetchings. That's what he says to her, because he can, because she is with child, because he has spoken for, because there are no possibilities. Red stockings below a black dress, unhinge him for the day. Those much dwelled upon legs, wandering the long corridors, supporting her near full-term treasure. It may have nothing to do with sex. It may be all about sex. In the end, it doesn't matter. Yet today it is a tsunami flooding through his body, flushing out every last good intention, each one a brick and a wall he's built around him, locking him in, shutting him down. Yeah, I think that says a lot, doesn't it, Jerry? I mean...
Yeah, and like it also says things about that particular relationship that I probably wouldn't want to talk about on the radio, but kind of personal to me. You know what I mean?
In the
sense that, no, I don't mean anything kind of nausea or anything, but just in the sense of my own kind of psyche and my own kind of, you know... but yeah, so it's... I enjoyed writing that poem, actually. It took me a long time to... Actually, I would say that about a lot of the poems in the book, that... They are easy to read and easy to understand. You don't have to read them several times, but they take, for me anyway, they take a long time to get to where they are in the book. Do you know what I mean? Like every single poem like got worked on and edited on like over a long period of time. And there were some poems that ended up getting dumped. And then there were some poems which I found a solution to and I was really happy about. And I have to say that Red Stockings is one of those. It nearly didn't make the book, but then I managed to just find a way to kind of conclude the poem in a way that I kind of felt that it meant a lot to me and maybe to other people as well.
Another one that I enjoyed reading was Had I Been Listening, because so many times relationships end because we weren't listening, you know. And this one, I just read it again. I would have heard the door closing, the small brass key turning the lock, your soft retreating steps on the wet gravel. I would have raised my head from the warm hollow of my pillow, heard the creak of the old double bed as I rose. I would have stepped into the moonlit night, carried you gently to our room, placed your head back on your pillow. It's simple, really. I should have been listening. I should have been paying attention. What were you getting at and what am I reading into it?
It's very nicely read, Charlie. I think I'll adapt you as my reader. but very nicely read. It's lovely hearing the poem read back to me, honestly. Actually, that's never happened to me before. It's really personal poem, Charlie. When you read that out to me, like I was literally in the house, in that room, and it's not an exact story of what happened.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of an invented story, but it's... I think Heaney wrote a poem titled Had I Been Watching, I think it was.
Yes.
And it was just before his stroke, his first stroke, or his first kind of TIA. And I think that was the prompt for the poem. And it's just in a relationship which takes a long, long time to unravel. You know, you're holding on to it for a long time and maybe there's one poem in the book actually which kind of acknowledges that, you know, even at one stage when we kind of walked away from each other and we came back again, even then we were walking away from each other full time. So I think what I was getting at was just, I should have been listening, that we should all, you know, love is so precious. And okay, there were complications, but maybe I should have been listening because the loss of that relationship was so immense. That maybe I should have been listening, I should have been paying attention. That's the whole point.
So true of a lot of relationships, Jerry. I think, you know, we do get to, we take for granted what we have and we're not listening and not paying attention. Jerry, I've kind of run out of time, but where can people buy this book, All That Jazz?
Well, they can get it in the reading room in Carrigan Shannon, a great bookshop. Most of your listeners would know that.
Mm-hmm.
If they're up Sligo direction, which wouldn't be in your listeners' area, that Lieber in O'Connell Street have it. The craft shop in Boyle, Una Vaughan in King House, and they have copies of it. And they can also get it online. It's probably available. It wouldn't be a book that's widely available. It won't be in Easton, etc. But it'll be in kind of some local bookshop.
If they do want to get it online, Jerry, is there a website they should go to? Or can they Google in the name of the publishing company?
They can just Google it, yeah. Just Google it. Or they could get in touch. You know, I can provide people with the book online if they emailed me at jerry.boland@gmail.com. That's Jerry with a G, jerry.boland@gmail.com. I can organise that for them as well.
I also see a website here, www.arlenhouse.ie, which would be the...
Arlen House are the publisher. Yeah. If they got in touch with them, they'd get it as well. But if they Google it, I think there'd be no problem.
You had one launch. Are you having another one?
I had three launches.
Oh, good man, Jerry.
I had a launch in the 8th building in Sligo, I had a lunch in King House in Boyle, and I had a fabulous lunch in the dock in Carrigmacshannon a couple of Saturdays ago. But I'll be doing a Dublin lunch in about a month's time.
Great stuff. Gerry Boland, the book is All That Jazz, a wonderful read. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Thanks a million for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Gerry.